This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the India AI Impact Summit 2026, to be held in New Delhi from 16th to 20th of February, is going to be the biggest AI summit in the entire world held so far. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Vaishnav said more than 100 CEOs are joining in the AI Impact Summit.
The summit has got phenomenal response. This is going to be the fourth and the biggest AI summit so far in the entire world. The response from practically 100 countries, the number of heads of state and government, already 15 confirmations received, and the industry has responded so well. More than 100 CEOs are joining us in the Impact Summit.
Our correspondent reports that the summit will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. Meanwhile, the startup accelerator platform of the government, WaveX, has invited applications from startups for participation in the summit. As part of the summit, WaveX will facilitate a dedicated startup exhibition program, enabling selected startups to showcase their AI-driven products and solutions to a diverse national and international audience. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is in Assam on a two-day visit. He attended the Thakam Missing Purin Kebang Youth Festival as the chief guest at Dhemaji District this afternoon. Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal were also present on the occasion. In his address to the 10th Missing Youth Festival, Mr. Shah appreciated them for their culture and their work for the preservation of nature. The Home Minister informed that special recruitment drive to be started soon for the youth of this community. Earlier in Dibrugarh, the Home Minister launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees. Addressing a public meeting, he said the centre has taken steps to make Assam flood-free. Accusing the previous Congress government for neglecting the Assam, Mr. Shah said Congress used infiltration as weapon for its vote bank politics.
Earlier, Assam's borders were open to illegal infiltration. After the formation of the Narendra Modi government, first Sarbananda Sonowal and then Hemanta Biswa Sarma became our chief ministers. Together, the Modi government and the Assam government have stopped illegal infiltrators from entering Assam's borders. Today, infiltration no longer takes place in Assam.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with his counterparts from Palestine, Libya and Comoros, and also the Secretary General of League of Arab States, Ahmed Abul Khayt, in New Delhi today. With the Foreign Minister of Libya, Dr. Jaishankar held productive discussions on advancing cooperation in trade, business, infrastructure and energy domains. He appreciated his briefing on the situation in Libya and underscored India's advocacy of dialogue and diplomacy for ensuring peace and stability in the region. In West Bengal, the Baraipur Subdivisional Court today pronounced 6 days police custody to the manager and deputy manager of the ill-fated Wow Momo Godown at Nazirabad of the Narendrapur area of South 24 Barganas district, where in a fire incident, 25 workers died and 27 are still missing. They were arrested yesterday. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 78th death anniversary and Martyrs Day today. On the occasion, a Sarvadharm Prarthana was organized at Gandhi Samadhi, Rajghat in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu visited Rajghat and offered tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his memorial. In the evening, the Vice President and Prime Minister Modi attended an interfaith prayer meeting at Gandhi Smriti in New Delhi. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading 5.3% down at 1,61,440 rupees per 10 grams. And that is the end of this news bulletin.